Mad Radio, good morning. On a Monday, the 15th day of July, we are 10 days away from Texans training camp. The Astros split a series against the Rangers that we'll get into over the course of the morning as well. And obviously, we're still dealing with the fallout over the Rockets trading for Russell Westbrook back on Thursday night. This morning, I have Cecil Shorts in with me again. And also, I have a former Texans offensive lineman, Wade Smith, as we run like a three-man weave this morning. What's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm
glad to hear that, Mike. How you doing, Cecil?
Doing well, man. A little, not a rough weekend, but a long weekend. So a little tired this morning, but
long
I'm good.
Weekend, okay.
What made it long?
Seven kids made it long. just trying to keep up with them all weekend, and they want to go to the pool and do all this stuff in the summer. I'm ready for school to start. Get them out the house and get back in, you know.
You know what you got to do with your kids, though, right?
Well,
at least the ones that are functioning, that can run around and stuff like that, you just run their ass all day long. You just get them tired to where they, especially it's Houston.
Yeah.
Summertime, like take them outside at like 12:35.
Brilliant.
12:35 p.m. and let them just run around until they get tired. You can throw them in the pool a little bit. And then by 2-3 o'clock, they ain't going to want to do anything. They just going to want to just lounge around and chill out.
We're going to start doing that because the weekends, during the week is pretty easy. They got summer camp. They're busy. Boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
They're in different sports and activities. But weekends, man, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm not your entertainment. Like, I got stuff to do.
I feel like once I get to the point where I get married and have kids, I feel like going to work is going to be a bit of a relief. I sense that among people sometimes.
You think so?
Yeah.
You got to have a lot of kids for it to be like, all right, it's a relief to come into work because I get to get away from all the hectic and the chaos at the house.
I sense that some people are like that. I sense this.
Some people are, but I think it depends what job you got to.
This is also very, very true. So we got a lot going on. Today's July 15th. So today is the deadline for the Texans to sign Jadeveon Clowney to a long-term deal.
Is that today?
That's today.
That's today, okay.
That's right. Today. Today is the deadline. So that means if they don't sign him to a long-term contract by today, that means they can't do it until next offseason. So, Cecil, I'll begin with you. What do you think the odds are of a deal on, like, a percentage basis? What do you think the odds are?
0%. Like, nothing's going to happen today. I don't know if either side is going to budge on what they believe on. Clowney should get or what they believe the Texans should, you know, be able to give. So I don't think nothing's going to happen. And honestly, I don't think we're going to see anything of number 90 until September. You know what I mean? If I'm him, I would do the same thing, though. I'm not risking injury. I'm not risking anything. I want to prove my point. I know my worth. I know I'm my value. So when it's time to get around that $900,000 a week come season time, that's the time that I think if I was him, that you would see me.
Wade, what do you think? What are the odds?
Well, since Cecil went 0%, I'm going to treat it like the price is right, and I'm going to go 1%. You know what I'm saying? Instead of betting $1, I'm going to say it's a 1% chance that they sign Clowney. And I think it's kind of since Cecil broke the news, I don't know, it was about a couple months ago where he said that Clowney wasn't going to be back until week one. I don't think anything has happened that's kind of deterred from that, and Clowney's camp has kept it on the low. They haven't said a word, and I don't think they will say a word until he shows up in the building, you know, September 2nd or whatever it may be, heading into the first game of the season. And the sad part about it is I think it's a detriment to Clowney personally, but even more importantly, for if you're a fan outside looking in, I think it's going to be a detriment to the Texans team and their defense, because they start off with a murderer's row of quarterbacks on the schedule, and you're not going to have Clowney at 100% because you can't get in football shape without playing football. He's doing a bunch of stuff. I think Florio had an article the other day on Pro Football Talk where he's working with a bunch of pass rush gurus, Julius
nice
Peppers
story.
And Chuck Smith and guys like that, and which is dope. That's great for Jadeveon Clowney, but you know it's just not going to be. He's not going to be going at 100%. And it's only just because he's not in the building when week one starts.
All right, so Cecil's goes with 0. Wade goes with 1%. I'm going to go with 3% to get Clowney signed today. Cecil, you had your hand up. I know you want to add on to that.
What, as a veteran, right, how much training camp do you need? Because my thought process is he knows it's the same defense he's been in. This is the same situation he's been in for the last 5 years. Yes, you can never replace game reps. That's not an issue. I don't disagree with that part at all. But as far as training camp, and getting in training camp shape, because it's a different, it's different getting the equipment on and sweating, and you know, you lose 5-10 pounds, whatever the case may be, and going against guys. But how much training camp does a veteran like that need?
Well, I'll just use it like this as an example. Jadeveon Clowney right now is at this camp in Florida, I think it is, working on these pass rush moves from these various veteran guys. And who is he trying that out on? You know, think about that. Like, is he trying it out on legitimate offensive linemen? He's got to take these moves that he's putting into his repertoire, and he's going to have to try them out on something in a live situation. And if you're not in training camp, you just wasted a whole month of actually working through this, like actually doing it when it actually matters. Like when I'm actually trying to win a rep against a live person. There's one thing to be, you know, looking at film on the greats of how to like study in pass rushers and all, but you have to actually put it into practice, and it takes repetition for you to get the stuff down and actually utilize it when it matters. And so that's going to take time. And I think it does matter that you have a training camp rep. Look back a couple years ago. Remember that, I think it was 2 years ago, when the Texans set out like Vince Wilfork and Jonathan Joseph, and like nobody played in the preseason. And then everybody started slow. And then everybody's looking around kind of like, well, damn, I wonder what's going on. We're trying to save these guys, but I don't think you're saving them by not allowing them to actually get meaningful reps. I think that the league does plenty with the new CBA as far as resting guys and that nature. They don't need that many reps. You need as many reps as you can in order for you to refine your craft.
One thing I'm also wondering about, Wade Smith and Cecil Shorts in with me this morning, is, okay, what's been the communication like this weekend, if at all, with Clowney and the Texans? Whoever he would actually be communicating with, which is a big part of that discussion. Like, I don't even know who Bus Cook, Clowney's agent, would be calling if you wanted an update on a new contract. But usually, you know, Andrew Brandt, who's a former NFL personnel guy, always has a phrase, deadlines spur actions. Today's a deadline. Yeah. Today's a deadline. And in life and sports with contracts, usually deadlines are going to create something. You know, phone calls back and forth, people, you know, feeling incentivized to make a deal. Do we believe that there were some phone calls made this weekend, some last-ditch efforts, maybe this weekend or today, to actually get a contract done?
To get a contract done? I don't think so. I don't think. Maybe if Brian Gaines was here, I think it could have been some effort like, hey, let's try to work some numbers. Let's try to, you know, find a happy medium. Let's try to make both of us happy. But with him being gone, and O'Brien is basically, you know, I know it's a committee of GMs right now, a group of GMs, a group effort, the four-headed monster. But, you know, Bill got the last say. So I think he's more on the way of, okay, let's just let him play out his franchise tag and go on from there. So I don't think no calls have been made as far as, or completed calls. And Buzz might have called like, hey, do y'all still want to do something out of, you know, him trying to get the effort. But I don't think nothing went down.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this. I think that a phone call probably will be made today, and that phone call, I think, would go to Chris Olsen.
Okay.
And he would call Chris Olsen and say, hey, man, do you got the green light to actually make any differences as far as the budget that you have with his numbers or not? Like, is there any wiggle room? And Chris Olsen's probably going to be like, hell nah, bro, but, we'll revisit it next year. You know what I'm saying?
Hell nah, bro.
I mean, Chris Olsen seemed like a kind of a cool cat, and, you know, I'm just playing. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, I think that, you know, that basically he's not going to be able to change whatever the parameters is in a long-term deal with Clowney. And so he's just going to have to play out the string. But I think a phone call will be made. I think Chris Olsen is the guy that they will call.
Okay, that makes sense to me. For the record, I don't like the way the Texans have handled this. And if they don't get a long-term deal done by today, and we all think it's a very low percent, Cecil has 0, Wade has 1, I've got it at 3%. I think it's a mistake. It seems to me like the Texans are acting like the Cowboys in that they've got all these contracts that are up, and I just don't really see it. Yeah, they've got Deshaun, and yeah, they've got Will Fuller, and they've got some other deals like Reeder and Nick Martin, all that. But like, look at what the Cowboys have done this offseason. This, to me, is very important. The Cowboys gave DeMarcus Lawrence the kind of contract that I think Clowney would sign for today. I believe that. The Dallas Cowboys still have to pay Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, Jalen Smith, Byron Jones, eventually Leighton Vander Esch, Amari Cooper. They've got to pay big-time players. Big-time players. They already have big-time contracts with their team right now with Tyron Smith and Zach Martin and Frederick and some other guys. So we live in a world in which the Cowboys are paying all these guys, all these legitimate stars. They already paid someone comparable to Clowney, and yet the Texans are doing nothing with fewer contracts to hand out now and in the future. Am I wrong on that?
You're not wrong, but and you know the Texans will tell you they want to have flexibility to be able to make
to
moves.
Do what?
And they don't want to be up against the cap. Listen, I don't know, man. They had a lot of flexibility going into this offseason.
Yes.
And yeah. they didn't use it. They didn't do any of their stretching. They didn't do any of that stuff. They just let it be and kept things as is, status quo. And it's kind of frustrating when you look at especially the things that are going on in the city and the different moves that you know that the Astros might make or that the Rockets have made.
Yeah.
And you see that, okay, the Texans are in a position to make some moves that can upgrade their team significantly, and they're kind of sitting on their hands. And so it's frustrating to see, and there's nothing that's kind of coming down the pipeline that says, like, all right, you know, something will change. I think the only thing that you can maybe point to is the fact that, you know, Kyle McNair did fire Brian Gain, and Brian Gain was the guy that was in control of things when this inactivity happened.
Yeah.
And so maybe that is a sign of things to come and to change.
I think we'll see. I was disappointed with all the cap space that you didn't go out and try to trade for somebody or bring in. I mean, Trent Williams, I thought, would have been huge.
Solidifying your left side if he was available. That was Jason Lockenforia. Like, I understand people talk about Trent Williams being available, but and it's Jason Lockenforia. You know
but
what I mean?
Like, I mean, you could have went out and
they could have got Trent Brown.
You could have went out and got Trent Brown.
Could have
got
Roger Saffold.
Roger Saffold. Could have went out and made a trade for Patrick Peterson, possibly. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, a splash. You see other teams making splashes. You see the Rockets making splashes, figuring out ways to make their team better. You see the Astros doing it. You see other teams in the league doing it. I mean, if you look at the Rams last year, and I'm going to keep saying, look at the Browns this year. They are making splashes to make their team better, and they're doing it with their rookie guy, their rookie quarterback, still on his rookie deal. Because when Deshaun's time comes to get paid, he's going to get paid, and it's going to be in a monstrous way. Like, in a quarterback, I'm going to guess all contracts, but a quarterback contract is all about timing. So if he, you know, if say Mahomes gets paid first, he's going to want something just as much as not bigger than Mahomes. Yes. Like, it seems like every quarterback that gets signed, they're the new, you know, highest paid person in the league.
And even if Watson's not going to get as much as Mahomes, because I don't think he deserves to yet, his contract would still be like scale to what Mahomes gets.
It's
going to
be a lot.
So all of a sudden, like, you'd be paying Watson without having the benefit of paying Clowney early so you can, like, park some of that money this offseason. The bottom line is, and we'll obviously hit on this throughout the morning today, I don't like the way the Texans have handled this, the Clowney deal, and today is the deadline to get a long-term deal done with number 90.